This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you glorious hot messes and wedding rock stars, welcome to the deep dive. Forget the perfectly curated Pinterest boards for a goddamn minute.
Yeah.
We're plunging headfirst into the real, messy, and occasionally batshit crazy world of wedding vendor selection.
Yeah.
Think of this as your survival guide, okay? Dodging the cowboys and con artists and, like, locking down the actual pros.
Damn straight. We've all scrolled through the dreamy Instagram feeds, right? The fairy tale photo shoots.
Oh, yeah.
But let's be real. Behind every seemingly flawless wedding is either a vendor team that absolutely crushed it or a bunch of clowns who dropped the ball harder than a toddler with a water balloon.
Yeah, yeah.
And for those of you wading through a swamp of inquiries and pretty portfolios, knowing the difference, it's like non-negotiable. We're not here for the sugar-coated BS.
No way.
We're here to arm you with the hardcore intel you need to build a vendor dream team without losing your ever-loving mind.
You nailed it. Because let's face it, picking your wedding vendors can feel like a goddamn gamble. You see the slick websites, the charming emails, but how do you know who's going to deliver and who's going to be a monumental pain in the ass? That's where this deep dive comes in, baby.
Yeah.
We've mined the gold and the garbage from over a decade of real-world wedding industry experience, courtesy of the Straight Shooters at Engaged AF Magazine.
Good stuff there.
Our mission, to give you the actionable, no-holds-barred advice to build your dream team and, you know, keep your sanity intact.
So let's cut the small talk and dive into the red flags, those flashing neon signs screaming, get the hell out of here.
Yes.
First up, a classic that'll make any sane person's head explode. Ghosting.
Oh, the dreaded ghosting. You pour your heart out in an inquiry, maybe even lay it on a little thick, about how obsessed you are with their work vulnerability. It's a bitch. Right, and then crickets.
Silence.
The digital sound of silence. Engaged AF, those real talk heroes, say if it's been more than a few business days, factoring in the weekend chill,
yeah,
you've got a red flag bigger than Texas waving in your face.
And what's really telling about the ghosting thing is what it reveals, right? About their basic professionalism, their organization, or lack thereof.
Right.
As Engaged AF points out, any vendor worth their salt has systems. They handle inquiries promptly. Even a quick automated reply saying, hey, got your message. Swamped. We'll reply Monday. Shows they're on it.
Exactly. It shows something.
Radio silence, though. That speaks volumes and none of it is good.
Exactly. It's not about demanding they reply instantly, but like a baseline level of respect. Communication. It's crucial.
Yeah.
Because think about it. If they can't even manage a simple acknowledgement before you've signed a damn contract and handed over cash,
oh God,
what kind of communication nightmare are you in for later?
Right.
Trust us, it ain't going to improve. Massive red flag number one. Early ghosting means cut bait and run.
Moving on to red flag number two, and this one just make my blood pressure spike. The mysterious case of the disappearing pricing.
Oh, yeah.
And that infuriating, let's jump on a call to discuss routine before they'll even whisper a number.
Ugh, let's just chat. Translation. Let me size up your desperation and your budget and then inflate my prices accordingly.
Totally.
Engaged AF rightly calls this tactic sketchy AF. And you know what? They're spot on. You deserve a goddamn ballpark figure. A starting point.
Some transparency.
Yes. Without having to endure a full-blown sales pitch just to get an idea if they're even in your stratosphere.
Precisely. And yeah, sure, every wedding's unique, costs vary, fine. But refusing to give even a basic price range up front, it often signals a lack of transparency or...
Ooh,
or like Engaged AF shrewdly observes, they might be trying to tailor their quote to what they think you'll pay. Why the secrecy? Unless they've got something to hide or they're playing you.
It's manipulative.
Oh, it really is.
And don't even get me started on the whole, they asked my budget first. Bullshit.
Oh, that's a classic move.
Engaged AF flags that as a flashing neon abandoned ship situation, and I'm right there with them, waving the damn signs. It screams, how much can we squeeze out of these suckers?
Exactly. If it feels more like you're being hustled through a shady sales funnel than being offered a genuine service with clear costs.
You know what the hell.
Next. Absolutely. And this leads us right into a non-negotiable, bright red, waving furiously red flag, No contract. Or the casual, oh, we don't really need paperwork line.
Oh, for the love of all that is holy, no.
Yeah.
Just no. This isn't borrowing your neighbor's lawnmower, people.
Nope. Not even close.
This is a significant financial investment. One of the most important days of your life. Engaged AF puts it perfectly. Run like the wind. A solid contract protects everyone.
Yeah, the risk you take without a contract, it's huge. No clearly defined services, no payment schedule, no cancellation policy spelled out. It's just asking for disaster.
It really is.
And when they start suggesting shady payment methods, like, oh, just Venmo me without a proper invoice or detailed agreement.
Hard. Pass.
Uh-huh.
Seriously. Engaged AF rightly calls that unprofessional as hell. Potential scam written all over it. You need that paper trail. Those crystal clear terms.
You do.
And their pro tip is pure gold. Read that. Goddamn. Contract. Know your cancellation rights, the exact delivery timelines, what happens if they ghost you later. No contract. No commitment. End of story.
Well said. Now let's delve into the murkier waters. Interpersonal red flags. Starting with a vendor trashing other people in the industry.
Ugh, the vendor gossip mill.
Right. What happens when your chosen vendor starts bad-mouthing their supposed colleagues?
Engaged AF nails it. That's not just harmless chit-chat. It's a red-ass flag with sirens blaring.
Cool.
True professionals collaborate. Insecure amateurs compete and whine like toddlers who drop their ice cream. You hired these people to work together, not for some petty behind-the-scenes drama.
Precisely. It says so much about their maturity, their professionalism, where their focus really is.
Yeah, where is it?
If they're more invested in trash-talking others than in delivering great service for you, what does that tell you? It just creates a potentially toxic environment, hints at future problems if they can't play nice.
Exactly. And while we're talking about seeing what these so-called pros can do, let's tackle the glaring red flag of no reviews, no portfolio, nada.
Oh, yeah. The proof.
Like, are we just supposed to take their word for it? Blind faith in the wedding industry. Good luck with that.
Engaged AF rightly points out that if they can't showcase past work or provide real testimonials, it strongly suggests they're either brand spanking new.
Which is fine, but...
But, as they mentioned, that should mean lower pricing, not luxury rates. Or, well, there's a damn good reason they're keeping it under wraps.
That's bullshit. Plain and simple.
Preach! A curated Instagram feed with a few heavily styled, suspiciously perfect shots. That doesn't cut it.
Nope. Not enough.
Engaged AS is dead on. Demand to see real, full wedding galleries. Unedited event videos. Actual testimonials from real couples.
Don't be shy. Ask for proof.
Yeah, ask for concrete proof they can deliver what they promise. Because pretty pictures on the gram don't always mean a flawlessly executed wedding day.
So true.
And then there's the siren song.
Yeah.
Prices that sound way too good to be true.
Ooh, tempting though.
Engaged AF gives that perfect example. Photographer promising the moon and stars for like $800. What's the catch?
Spoiler alert. There's always a catch.
Always.
Red flag city. Flashing lights. Marching band. As Engaged AF wisely says, either they're fresh out of the gate and severely undervaluing their likely limited services.
Which, again, should mean rock bottom prices.
Right. Not suspiciously low for a huge package.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're looking at a potential bait and switch scam. They take your money and run, or deliver results so abysmal.
Like flip phone photos from 2005.
Exactly. Your wedding photos look like that. Terrible.
The crucial takeaway here is just be realistic. Quality work, experienced pros, they cost something. There's a market value.
For sure.
Massively undercutting everyone else often means inexperience. Hitting fees popping up later, or a straight up scam. Do your damn research. Get a realistic idea of costs in your area.
Dig deeper. Excavate, even.
Yeah. If someone's price is way lower, ask why. Lots of questions.
Okay, and finally, let's talk gut feelings. Those intangible but crucial red flags. Consistently poor communication, general bad vibes, overall flakiness.
This is absolutely paramount. As Engaged AF sagely notes, your vendor team is your support system on a day that can be, let's face it, stressful and emotional.
Totally.
If they're consistently hard to reach, take forever to answer vital questions, or just give you that unsettling feeling in your stomach every time you interact. Pay damn attention to that.
Seriously, trust your goddamn instincts. Engaged AF nails it. Your gut feelings matter.
They really do.
You're not just hiring some faceless corporation. You're inviting these people into one of the most personal events of your life. If they're giving you the heebie-jeebies now,
imagine on the actual day.
Right. Imagine how amplified that feeling will be on your wedding day when you're totally reliant on them. Don't dismiss those internal alarms. Ever.
So we've laid out the hell no list, the red flags. Now let's pivot. The good stuff. What are the glorious green flags screaming, "Lock this vendor down immediately"?
Ah, the sweet relief of green flags. Engaged AF sums it up perfectly. Clear and lightning-fast communication, stated response times,
Love that.
transparent pricing, laid out, no surprises, solid legal contracts, sensible payment plans, protects everyone.
Yeah, tracks.
A strong online presence, glowing, authentic reviews, lots of real wedding examples, a
Yeah.
positive rep among other respected local vendors,
That's a big one. Pure respect.
genuine, clear backup plans for when life happens. And crucially, a palpable sense of genuine care and enthusiasm for your unique event.
That last point cannot be overstated. Beyond the skills and business stuff, you want vendors who are genuinely invested in your day.
Yeah, you can feel it.
It shines through in their communication, their attention to detail, their positive attitude. It's reassuring.
Absolutely. So now you're armed. You know what to avoid, what to seek out. But how the hell do you actually get this info without feeling like you're conducting a hostile interrogation?
Right. Like a Karen.
How do you ask the right damn questions without turning into a bridezilla or groomzilla?
That's a totally valid concern, and Engaged AF tackles it head on. Asking pointed questions isn't being difficult, it's being responsible, protecting your investment
And your sanity.
and your sanity throughout this stressful process.
Exactly. And they provide some killer examples, essential questions you should confidently ask every single vendor before signing anything.
Like what?
Like, what's your typical communication style and response time during planning? Can you outline your backup plan for illness or equipment failure? Crucial.
So very crucial.
Can you share full galleries or examples from several past weddings? What's your typical delivery timeline for final products? And super important, how do you handle last-minute timeline changes or, rain?
Yeah, the dreaded rain plan.
And what's incredibly revealing is how a true pro responds.
How should they respond?
Clear, concise, confident answers, effortlessly showing their experience, preparedness, commitment to communication.
Right. No sweat.
Any hesitation, fumbling, defensiveness, reluctance to answer directly.
Red flag tango.
Exactly. Another bright red flag doing the tango right in your face.
Yep. And speaking of preparedness, Engaged AF throws in a bonus heads up. The dangerously too chill vendor.
Ooh, I know this type.
The one who dismisses every concern with a breezy, "Don't worry, we'll figure it out."
Oh, infuriating.
While a relaxed demeanor can be reassuring in the high-pressure wedding world,
There's a line.
there's a critical distinction between calmly laid back and woefully unprepared and disorganized. As Engaged AF wisely highlights, if it's days before your wedding and your vendor still can't give basic details like arrival time,
Oh my God.
that's not chill. That's a glaring lack of organization. That can snowball into serious problems on the day.
Exactly. You want calm under pressure, not someone just winging it and hoping for the best. Learn to tell the difference between relaxed experience and a concerning lack of planning.
Trust me on this one.
Yeah.
You absolutely do not want to be figuring it out in real time on your wedding day when things go sideways.
Nightmare fuel.
So, as we wrap things up, the core message here is balance, right? Find vendors with positive vibes and solid, reliable, transparent business practices.
Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah.
The wedding industry, despite the occasional chaos, is full of talented, passionate people, no doubt.
For sure.
But as the wise folks at Engaged AF, caution, charm, and personality alone don't pay the bills or guarantee a smooth, stress-free day.
Yep.
Don't get so swept away by charisma that you overlook the fundamental professional stuff. It's essential.
Keep a sharp eye out for those red flags early on. Don't
Yeah.
ever be afraid to ask tough, direct questions.
Be brave.
And ultimately, invest your hard-earned money in vendors who make you feel genuinely excited and inspire that deep sense of security and confidence. You need both.
Because at the end of the day, your wedding isn't just another party. It's a deeply personal collection of moments you'll hopefully cherish forever.
Absolutely.
And the vendor team you assemble, they play a monumental role in shaping those memories. So choose wisely, you magnificent bastards.
Yep.
And maybe to take a long, hard look at your own vendor interactions right now. Are you seeing more unsettling red or reassuring green? Something to seriously chew on, wouldn't you say?
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope
The
shit.
Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, Buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
The
it.
Engaged as Fuck Podcast.